Welcome to Dog Travel Experts. I'm Tracy Hotchner, here with my co-host Paris from DogTipper.com, who is a travel expert with great ideas and advice about getting out of the house with your dogs, whether it's around the block or around the world. Call us with your questions about the challenges of traveling with your dogs or email us at RadioPetLady@gmail.com and send your mailing address for a free sample box of Whole Life Pet freeze-dried protein treats for dogs or cats. Please check out the whole week's worth of live pet radio shows I co-host on our own Radio Pet Lady network. The schedule is at RadioPetLady.com. Dog Travel Experts is a production of Eight Paws LLC and LT Media Group LLC, which are solely responsible for its content. We'd like to thank our sponsors and let you know we've invited these companies to be here. Give us a call, 888-627-6008. We'd love to hear from you. Our number is 888-627-6008. Paris, it was so funny. Someone wrote to me and said, you know, I love your show with Paris. It's so much fun. I haven't had anything to call in about, but she did write in and ask for the Whole Life Pet treats. And so I got a phone call from her today. She's actually a gal that I know out in the Hamptons. And she said she went to her post office box and she got what she thought was some medication she was expecting in the mail. And the dogs were driving her crazy. It was still in its outer wrapping, you know, like cardboard. It was the Whole Life Pet treats, and her dogs were going ballistic. They were attacking her purse. So I guess that they're really very appealing because through the cardboard and through the it comes in plastic zip bags too. They could smell it. They knew it was there. So anybody that wants a really knock 'em dead treat for their pets, and it's a free sample box of a very generous sample. People used to say, really? This is a sample? This is like a whole week's worth of treats. Just write to us at RadioPetLady@gmail.com. So how are you, Paris? Are you glad to not be out and about?
We are. You know, we are here doing the last leg of our Texas with Dogs riding. We've got 9 more days to ride, and that's it. And so we've been kind of staying close to home with the dogs, taking them to some local dog parks, but just kind of home for the next week. So that's kind of good.
That's nice because you've been really traveling a lot. What are your suggestions to people when they live in a hot climate like you do? Is it just sort of early morning, late evening?
It is, and especially early morning because it doesn't cool off that much here in the evenings. I took the dogs for a walk last night after 8 o'clock, and it was still 93 degrees.
Paris?
So really morning is the time to go because it is nice in the morning. If you can get up early, go right after sunrise, it's very nice with the dogs. But we took the dogs to the dog park, I guess it was about 5 o'clock a couple of nights ago because I thought, oh, the light is very pretty. Right. And we wanted to take some photos of the dogs, and we just about melted. You know, there was a nice pond there for all the dogs to swim in. I was just about ready to jump in with the dogs. It is so hot right now.
Were all the people just sweaty and crabby?
Yes. I mean, people, you just can't stay very long. And that's a big factor in the dog parks down here is how much shade do the parks have. This one does not have a lot of shade. So that's kind of unfortunate in the dog swimming area. Now, the non-water area has a lot of shade, but the pond, which is where everybody wants to be this time of year, you know, there's not a lot of shade.
Sunlight.
So the dogs were cool, but not the people.
That's funny. I must say, you're pretty lucky to have a dog park with a pond. I mean, that's kind of fancy, isn't it? Or are you seeing that happening more across the country as more and more people want someplace special to go in their environment with a dog?
I'm seeing it more often. There's several in Texas that have very nice ponds. Millie Bush down in Houston is a huge, maybe one of the largest dog parks in Texas, and it has a very large pond. And a lot of them will have 3 separate sections instead of just 2 in the dog park, like you typically do, small dog, large dog. They'll have this third water section. So, you know, if your dog's just been groomed and you don't want to let your dog in the water section, but you still want to take him to the park, you could go in the appropriate section with no water. You know,
it's amazing. I mean, the last time that I was aware of a dog park, I lived in New York City, with a dog. She was great. I mean, you could just – Central Park's enormous. You can walk for really genuinely miles if you have an off-leash kind of dog and you're so far from any traffic that there's no danger. The idea of an enclosed dog run slash park, it doesn't apply. But they were really, I thought, so unappealing. And I don't know if this is what they're like in urban areas, but it was just chain link kind of fencing around an area covered in wood chips and just like a square. I mean, nothing special, no elements, no divided by size, no, certainly no pond, certainly no shade or seats. And yet when I was down in Knoxville and saw some of these dog parks, PetSafe and other companies in various towns build these amazing dog parks. They have flowing water fountains and places you hose your dog off and places you can sit. Which is more common these days?
I think the new ones are typically adding a lot more elements. You know, they are budgeting for those elements and no longer just having a chain link fenced yard. You know, they're really adding elements like agility equipment, showers for your dog. So after you've had your dog in the pond, you can take him to a fourth area for little doggy showers, you know.
No. So can you bring your own shampoo and do a whole little bath?
Yes. You could do it all right there before you can take them back in the car, you know. So that's very nice. And we're really seeing a lot more of that lighting. I was just in Fort Worth 2 weeks ago, and we went to Fort Wolf, which is the Fort Worth dog park, and it was all lit, you know. So that's very nice for people that work a long day, especially in the winter months when the days are so short, you know. So you've got a fully lit dog park, you know, for your dogs to enjoy. And that one had a lot of agility equipment, had tunnels and, you know, tables for them to go up and little jumps for them to do, lots of different things. So that's really nice, I think.
That's amazing. And obviously in the very hot weather, those lights at night allow you to go out when the air temperature drops at least a little from the hot, blazing sun. Well, one of the things that you obviously could not have in Texas, given your weather, or in other boiling hot states, but they do have it in New York State and Vermont and Maine, and there's even one in North Carolina, are these dog camps. And I think we're going to have Dr. Lori Koger calling in a little while about a really cool camp that she's affiliated with in Lake George. But I've been to a couple of them. And I wonder, obviously on Dog Tipper, your paw on the pulse of whatever's going on. You must at least be given news of many of them. They seem amazing. I went to one called Camp Unleashed. It took me a moment to remember, because then there's another one called Camp Dog Be Good or Dog Be Gone or something. They all have clever names. And there's a ton of people that are coming, usually for about 3 or 4 days and nights. And they have some agility set up at some of them, and some, like, they'll teach them tracking and other exotic stuff. And others, it's really just go for walks, you know, have, you know, maybe a water place you can get into. Almost all of them have that. But then they have people come give a lecture. And the dogs can, in a lot of the places, be with the people wherever they are eating or, you know, swimming, whatever they're doing. Is this something that you think a lot of people get involved with?
You know, I think there's a growing demand for that. I'm seeing a lot more publicity about, you know, new camps. And so many of them, you know, they take place designated weeks of the year. So it's not a year-round resort, you know, that you can take your dog to. So you go during that designated week with fellow dog lovers, you learn new skills, you meet new friends. You know, I think it's a very nice way to improve your knowledge and your relationship with your dog. And like you said, a lot of them are further north where the weather's a lot more temperate. I know of one in Texas. It's about a 3-day one in the summer. And since so often they are held in the summer when people have a longer vacation, you know, that's a little prohibitive down here. But I think it's a great way to really learn a lot about dogs, you know, whether you've got a new dog and you want to train them, you know, teach them obedience, teach them agility, a dog you've performed with, maybe they've got really high skills and you just want to improve those skills. I think there's a lot there for people.
And, of course, the other thing is just people that have always sort of fantasized, oh, I'd like to go on a vacation, but I feel really bad about leaving my dog. Or I'd have more fun on a vacation if my dog could come, but where can your dog go with you? I mean, you've talked about this before, places you've gone as a dog-centric vacation, but then there's the problem. There's no place you can go where they can be with you when you eat, and a lot of them you can't leave them in the room, and the weather isn't such that you could lock them in your car, so it's a little challenging. We do have Lori Koger calling in. Hi, Dr. Lori. It's great to have you here.
Hey, Tracy in Paris. How you doing?
Hi. Lori is a wonderful holistic vet. She's also a chiropractor. She's so knowledgeable. But she, in addition to being so knowledgeable, and she does cold laser therapy and all these wonderful alternative therapies, which she's an hour from me in Albany, New York. So I'm looking really forward to meeting her in the flesh. But Lori, tell about Camp Canine Camp Getaway, because this one sounds, I've heard of a lot of them. I've had various of the people on Dog Talk talking about their camps, but this one that Lori's affiliated with is really special.
Yeah, you know, it's my third year and I'm loving it. It's a little different from some of the other camps. It's a little more relaxed. It's a little more vacation oriented. You know, we focus on fun. We have loads of activities. You can learn stuff. You can do stuff. Or you can just hang out by the pool.
And see, I think that's
dog-centric.
Yeah.
Everything is geared towards spending time and enjoying your dog.
Because there are dogs that don't want to be rushed from event to event, like 10 o'clock
right.
is agility, 11 o'clock is tracking, noon is some other thing.
Right.
And you think for some of us, a lot of us, our own lives are too busy as it is, and we don't just have enough time to hang with our dogs. So to be able to hang someplace.
And it's fun to hang with your dog.
Yeah.
It really is.
Especially when there's the freedom. I mean, a lot of people live in apartments or condos or in tightly knit communities with very little open land. And the idea that your dog could just be free and safe. And then, of course, there's the hilarious part, 80 to 100 other people and dogs. Lori,
exactly.
what is one of my concerns, and I'm sure it's something that would come to mind to Paris, too, is what if you have that not fabulously socialized dog who may not ever have shown aggression, but you worry, will they be overwhelmed by all those dogs? How do you calm people's
concerns
about that?
I think a lot of dogs are overwhelmed, and we do our best to educate the owners and provide them with training opportunities and let them know that, hey, your dog might act like a dog. He might growl at somebody. He might do something that you aren't expecting, and we're going to help you through it.
I love that.
And there's enough space. You know, we're at Roaring Brook Ranch in Lake George. We take over the resort. There is nobody else there. It's only dog campers. So
that's nice.
You know, we have from the pool, there's like 8 buildings. We have lure coursing just down the road. So you can get your dog out with enough space around. They're not crowded. They can do what they want. We have loads of staff to help you through any issues. I have to say, though, we've been blessed with absolutely great dogs.
What about the
people?
Most of these dogs, have you been blessed with great people?
We've been blessed with great people, absolutely.
But how many are neurotic?
And hopefully some of them are going to be calling in and telling you, so it's not
just
me.
Oh, I would love
you.
That, but I want to know how many of them are neurotic. Because everyone I know, including me, if we were going to do it, great, I can't wait. And then we'd have like the list of 100 things. But what if this and what if that and what if the other thing? I think the fact that you and another veterinarian are there for anything
myself
possibly.
And Dr. Laura Fiore from Long Island are there. So there's vet coverage. We have several trainers on staff. We have a dog behaviorist on staff. So we kind of cover the gamut. We have an agility person. We have a certified therapy dog evaluator.
Ooh.
We've got people with a broad base of experience. And, you know, we can help you get through whatever.
And come out the other side loving
it. And we can also help you have fun.
Certified therapy dog. Now, would it be possible?
Yeah, actually, it's our camp director, Janice Costa.
Is she?
She is certified by TDI and does testing and everything.
Okay, so let's say somebody in Paris comes. Paris has two lovely, mellow, well-behaved dogs. And let's say Paris thought, I wonder if one of these could be a therapy dog. Is there enough time during Camp Canine Getaway that she could be evaluated?
We do We don't do evaluations there, but, you know, that's something we may be doing. And now that we have two camps a year, one in June this coming week and one in September, you know, we have campers coming twice a year. Let's do class. Let's do the instruction in June. And, hey, come back in September, and hopefully we can certify you. And you're
ready. That sounds really cool. So you would, like, tell them, or the camp director, Janice, would, the sorts of things mm-hmm. that they would need to learn and practice, and then
right.
they could be tested?
And go through. I mean, we have instructional classes, which campers can participate in. And, you know, there's therapy dog class.
Really?
There's basic obedience class. There's intro to agility.
I would take all of those. Paris, which of those would you not take?
That's a good question. I think it would depend on which dog I was going to camp with. You know, I think, you know, one of our dogs would like more time alone with me. I think would not like to be with a lot of other dogs. Ivory would want to hang out at the pool the whole time. That would be, she would like some
wearing
pool
her
time.
Teeny pink bikini.
Yes, because, you know, that is so unusual. I mean, we never, ever, in all going through so many pet-friendly resorts, we never see one with a pet-friendly swimming pool, you know, where the dog can get in the pool with you. That is great.
Bless these people. They totally cater to us. And I'm not 100% sure. There is also an indoor pool as well as an outdoor pool. And because we have so many campers this year, they were talking about having the indoor pool for the mini dogs and the outdoor pool for the bigger. I don't know if that's going to happen. But, I mean, what great people. What great hosts.
I'll
just
say,
let us take over.
Fun. How big is the property?
I want to say it's 230 acres, but
I guess that's big enough.
That's big enough, yeah.
you know, if you're off by 30 acres.
Roaring Brook Ranch in Lake George.
That's
and,
so cool.
You know, there's nobody else there. There's ponds, there's lawns, there's everything.
There's
hiking trails and
swimming pools?
Yes. Yeah, although they would prefer we not go in the pond.
Why? Because of the wildlife?
The ducks that live there, yeah.
Aw.
Yeah.
Well, you can't blame them. That would be mean to the duckies.
Exactly. And
this
when they're
is
providing
really
you
cool.
with a great pool.
This is like a fantasy trip, you know, imagined. We're going to go for a break. Do not leave. Dr. Lori Koger is talking about Canine Camp Getaway. This show is brought to you by Waruva, a privately owned company that makes pet food in a human food facility. So it's good enough for you to eat. All the flavors of Waruva, Cats in the Kitchen, and their more economical BFF, Best Feline Friend brands, are great for finicky little dogs and choosy cats, especially those you're trying to transition away from dry foods. Waruva chooses not to make any dry food because carbohydrates are inappropriate for an obligate carnivore, and they believe your pussycat deserves to eat as well as you do. This show is supported by the pheromone products Feel-Away for cats and Adaptil for dogs. Pheromones are chemical communicators that are a natural signal of comfort in your pet's brain. Adaptil can help with problems like separation anxiety in dogs, and Feel-Away diffusers can reduce problems in a multi-cat household. Veterinary behaviorists often recommend Feel-Away and Adaptil as stress relievers to solve behavior problems. Pheromones can help adopted cats and dogs make the adjustment to their new home and comfort young puppies and kittens who have just left their litters. Look for Feel-Away and Adaptil at RadioPetLady.com, where you can buy them from Dr. Sean's online store, PetCareNaturally.com. This show is also brought to you by Nordic Naturals for people and their pets. Research shows that even the best diets are deficient in the essential fatty acids found in their omega-3 oils. Nordic Naturals uses sustainably sourced wild fish from healthy stocks with third-party testing to guarantee purity and freshness. Nordic Naturals Omega Pet products bring the same health benefits to the cats and dogs in your family when you add Nordic Naturals omega-3 fish oil to their bowls every day. And Nordic Naturals has a special deal for our listeners. Put Pet Radio 13, meaning 2013, in the code box if you make any purchase at NordicNaturals.com, whether it's for you humans or you animules, and you get 15% off every single time you shop, plus free shipping on $25 or more. I just used it myself and got loads of bottles of the fish oil. Paris, I also discovered after 6 years of buying the capsules that for big dogs like ours, it is much more economical to buy just the big bottles of the pet omega oil. So I'm just passing that along. Pet Radio 13.
That's a good tip.
It is a good tip. In your code box, Dr. Lori, we have some other of your wonderful cohorts calling, so we're going to just jump right on and say hi to them as well. Karen, welcome to Dog Travel Experts. So glad you could call in.
Thank you. It's great to know that I can talk to somebody. I've never been to Camp Canine. This is going to be my first time.
Oh, you lucky thing. I'm jealous. What? Tell us about your dog. What are you taking? One
or
two? I
can't wait. I'm a little nervous. Partly because of the drive, and then partly not knowing what I'm getting into. But you know, I think Mickey's gonna. I think she's gonna love it. She
Describe
does great
Mickey
at the dog park.
Describe Mickey.
She's a heeler terrier mix. She's about 30 pounds. She's a rescue. I've had her about 4 years now. When I first started taking her to the dog park, I've never had a dog that was that I socialized with other dogs. Growing up, we had this large fenced-in yard, so our dogs could just go there. So the introductions and all that was something that was new to me. But I wanted a dog that I could take with me wherever I went.
Nice.
So I ended up rescuing her. And when I first started going to the dog park, she was a little nervous. She was kind of nervous with the big dogs. So we just kind of did the perimeter, and we didn't actually go in. And then finally, it's huge. I can't even tell you how huge this park is. When I thought nobody else was there, we went in, and I let her go running, which she
darling.
Loved. But then all of a sudden, like, multiple big dogs were coming our way because they must have snuck in when I didn't know it. But there was a lot of space, so she did really well. I've been in smaller dog parks, and she was a little overwhelmed by the numbers, so... But she's done good now. She actually will play with bigger dogs. She's played with the Great Dane, which I never thought that would happen.
That's really
and,
cool.
I guess my concern is, like, I'm a little bit ambivalent about the, like, on-leash, nose-to-nose kind of greetings. Like, not knowing what the space is going to be like, and I know some places they can be on-leash, some places they're off-leash. Just maybe get a feel for how that is.
Yeah, Lori, if Lori's probably still on the line. I mean, one thing that's for sure is that off leash is always the best way to make an introduction because the dogs know how
Absolutely.
To be dogs.
Absolutely.
And the leash
right.
is what
she
causes.
She can get away and she can do the little arc thing that they do, sniffing.
Yes.
For sure.
And you know, I think
And the thing. Go ahead.
Just the problem with a fence is that the fence is a barrier, and so it creates a sense of being trapped for a dog who's not that comfortable.
Tension.
And there won't be that at the Canine Camp Getaway. It's just open space. So
there is loads of open space.
Well, this park is, I can't tell you how huge. It's actually old farmland from a state facility that they just kind of, mm-hmm. dogs kind of took over. So they kind of, we got permission that it's, I can't even tell you how expansive it is. It's not like being in a typical little dog park.
Right.
I mean, I think it's, I wish I was a good measure of distance. It's absolutely huge. It's the smaller part.
I don't think, but here's the thing, Carol. We've got Janice calling in, who actually is the inventor of Canine Camp Getaway. And I think probably 230 acres is going to seem a lot bigger in a nice and relaxing way. Janice, welcome to Dog Travel Experts. So pleased you could call in. Hey there, Janice. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, everybody.
Hello there. We're having the best time discussing people like Karen and me, and Paris probably wouldn't be as bad, those kind of neurotic owners who think, I really want to do this, but I'm really scared because, you know.
Well, I am coming.
Like,
I've decided I'm coming.
Of course you're going to go.
She's done so well. But, you know, I where there's no fence, that's the other thing. I'm a little nervous about her recall. Like, we don't go in the woods because I'm afraid if she sees a squirrel, she's never coming back to me.
Well, I guess that is, Janice, I'm sure that's something that some people do think about. I would think, though, that in a situation where you have that much activity going on, you've probably never had a dog run and not come back, is my guess, right?
No, we've had a dog off-leash on the hike who decided to take the scenic tour, but they always come back and they're full of the dog.
And they go chasing after critters and come back.
You know, in the woods, the dogs tend to pack up, and they like to be with the dogs. They'll run ahead and see what's there, and they come back to check on you, and they run ahead.
Yeah, you don't do that.
And if you're not comfortable, you won't let your dog off leash.
Right.
And,
well,
and
I generally have
a space for you to do
this. This park is so huge that I do know that, like, I'll get out of sight from her because she's sniffing the grass or something, and I just keep walking the trail because, like I said, it's huge. And eventually she realizes, oh, she's not there, and she comes running.
Mm-hmm. Well, Karen,
but
we're really
in my head, I have
in.
The security of knowing that she can't go anywhere but the park.
Karen, we're really glad you called in. We need to go to a break. We're going to let you go, but do please keep on listening because Janice and Lori are going to answer some more questions of Paris and mine, and that will probably answer your questions as well. So we wish you a wonderful time at camp. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
Calling in. We hope you'll call in when you get back and tell us how it was. And we're going to go off to a break right now. And Janice and Lori, please hang on. We'll be right back. This show is brought to you by Waruva, a privately owned company that makes pet food in a human food facility. So it's good enough for you to eat. All the flavors of Waruva, Cats in the Kitchen, and their more economical BFF, Best Feline Friend brands, are great for finicky little dogs and choosy cats, especially those you're trying to transition away from dry foods. Waruva chooses not to make any dry food because carbohydrates are inappropriate for an obligate carnivore, and they believe your pussycat deserves to eat as well as you do. This show is supported by the Pheromone products Feel Away for cats and Adaptil for dogs. Pheromones are chemical communicators that are a natural signal of comfort in your pet's brain. Adaptil can help with problems like separation anxiety in dogs, and Feel Away diffusers can reduce problems in a multi-cat household. Veterinary behaviorists often recommend Feel Away and Adaptil as stress relievers to solve behavior problems. Pheromones can help adopted cats and dogs make the adjustment to their new home and comfort young puppies and kittens who have just left their litters. Look for Feel Away and Adaptil at RadioPetLady.com, where you can buy them from Dr. Sean's online store, PetCareNaturally.com. This show is also brought to you by Nordic Naturals for people and their pets. Research shows that even the best diets are deficient in the essential fatty acids found in their omega-3 oils. Nordic Naturals uses sustainably sourced wild fish from healthy stocks with third-party testing to guarantee purity and freshness. Nordic Naturals Omega Pet products bring the same health benefits to the cats and dogs in your family when you add Nordic Naturals omega-3 fish oil to their bowls every day. We are back, and Paris, I know you had a question you wanted to ask of Janice because one of your dogs, Erie, is a little bit of a shy girl.
She is. You know, she was a rescue. We've had her about 5 years now, and she has made huge leaps and bounds, you know, as far as socialization and getting around other dogs. But, you know, she is a shy girl, a little bit fearful. When we first go to the dog park, sometimes she'll kind of like to be by herself and kind of watch the action before she gets into it. And I just wonder, Janice, if you have seen other dogs behaving similarly and kind of how do they progress as the camp goes on? Do you kind of see them relax, kind of like a shy person at a party, start to take part in the camp?
Do they give them a glass of Chardonnay?
Yeah. The dogs really do. The first day, the new dogs tend to be nervous. If they're a little shy, you see that. They, you know, they're not sure what's going on. But it's a happy place for the dogs, and the dogs tend to pick up on that. You know, they start to realize they're getting treats. They're doing fun things. Their owners are spending all this time with them.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know, goes, oh, it's so nice to meet you. And the dogs begin to realize and relax
right.
a little bit. We do put a red ribbon on the collar if the dog is a little bit shy and needs a little more space, and that just says make sure you and your dog don't approach. It gives them a little, because some dogs have greater space needs, especially initially.
That's nice.
And I have one dog that's coming back for year three, who was very, very shy the first year and has grown to become a very outgoing dog, gained a lot of confidence at camp, now is a therapy dog. And it was just a huge change, and camp seemed to be the thing that started giving this dog confidence.
That makes sense, right, Paris? I mean,
dogs
have never had a chance to be a really genuine, free, loose, real, you know, embrace their dogness, may develop self-confidence and just, you know, a healthier ego from discovering life isn't all that scary. The world is not a dangerous place.
That's right. Even if there are a lot of dogs around, because maybe you've been cautious and always taking them to the dog park when it is very quiet. So they've never been around a large number of dogs at a time. So I think, you know, that's a nice way to have a multi-day camp like that so they can kind of ease into it that way. That's very nice.
It's a really good idea.
And is it also true the dogs can come back?
Can the dogs also be with you when you're eating?
Yes, we actually have a section of the dining room that is dog-friendly where your dog can come to the dining room with you. The dogs can hang out in the bar with you at night during karaoke or the seminars. Just hang out during conga line. You see the dogs doing the conga line. It's fun.
That's adorable.
That fun.
Lori,
do you find
that
most of your camper?
Sorry.
Oh, I was just wondering, you know, if most of your campers are well-traveled, if the dogs have, you know, are they experienced staying in
a lot of these dogs are very well-traveled. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of the folks come up from the city, New Jersey, Pennsylvania. Janice can tell me the other places. I remember somebody from Virginia, someone from Canada, someone from Florida.
Wow.
A lot of
someone
these dogs
from Arizona
have
this year.
All over the place.
Wow.
Arizona? Oh,
yes,
cool.
We have somebody coming from Arizona.
Well, there aren't that many
excited.
Places you can go on vacation with your dog.
And also where the weather's
good. And have a
good.
Fun time.
I mean, where Paris lives
in Texas.
The weather
should be great.
It's 90 degrees right now. So to go someplace where there's a cool evening is a miracle.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, in the evening.
I mean, it'll be put on your sweatshirt in the evening.
Nice.
It'd be great.
And
the other thing that's great is the amount of space that we have that the dogs and folks can be any place they want to be. They can be together with a bunch of people, or if they need their own space, they can have their own space. Just go,
what are some
you know,
of the questions that you have that you want to ask of campers before you – obviously, you don't have to accept them or not accept them. It's not like a club. But are there things that you say, we have this or that or the other thing we want you to – think about before you decide to come, things, sort of cautionary things that aspects of themselves or their dog that you might kind of want to discourage them from coming?
Sure. Everybody is not appropriate for camp. We do want to make sure that a dog has been socialized. You know, this is not a great place to go and find out whether or not your dog is social. This is a place where you want a dog who has some experience around dogs and people. I said, a dog that's a little shy is fine, but we don't want a dog that you know, has never had exposure that might, you know, be frightened or
ugly.
Could be aggressive out of fear.
Yeah.
So we do kind of pre-screen to make sure that the dogs and the people are appropriate. We look for nice people, too. You know, we want nice dogs and nice people that are interested in coming and having a good time because it is a real community of dog lovers. I mean, these people are so welcoming to each other and to new people because – so many of them came alone their first year, or they come alone, and this is where they go to be around people who get them, who love the dogs the way they do, you know, who just want to be in a place where they can celebrate their love of dogs.
So it's sort of like Paris being on a special the Love Boat cruise, except for that you're on land, which is good for people like me who are always seasick.
Well, you
because
know, I
really,
was just thinking,
that's it,
it
Janice,
is like
our
a cruise,
next camp
right?
is on a cruise.
It's very, it's an all-inclusive type experience, isn't it? Like an all-inclusive resort.
What about food? Do people come with all kinds of issues about their dog's food?
Most people bring their own dog food because obviously every dog is on a different diet. And we have some who feed raw, who will need a refrigerator, or some who have specific concerns where they will ask Dr. Lori or Dr. Laura, you know, our staff veterinarians. But for the most part, they will take care of their own dog's foods. We provide treats. Obviously, no treats are given to dogs without the owner's permission because there's always a possibility of food allergies.
Yep.
And we're very aware of that. But we do certainly supply treats are available should somebody want to treat their dog.
Nice.
Whether it's cut-up hot dogs, whether it's, you know, high-end, obviously U.S.-only made treats that we use at camp. But it's, you know, they're obviously very helpful to have treats when you're doing agility or scent detection or some of the sports that you want to motivate the dog with.
How many days till camp is it? Is it a week?
It is 5 days. We are actually heading up, staff heads up this weekend, and camp starts on Sunday. So we're very excited.
Wow. I wish that we'd done this sooner, but we'll have to do it for September. I bet you the people at Whole Life Pet would send you treats for everybody because they love this. Is because
be
the people that go to your camp are the people who would buy their pure protein treats that are all U.S. sourced, human grade, freeze dried by hand, and you know, like a little goes a long way, completely unfattening. So obviously, 5 days I don't think is going to be enough time. Although, I think Lori is kind enough to take up cards, the cards that talk about the radio network, right?
Right, I did receive those. Yes.
Oh, you're so kind to give them.
And
isn't
we
that
have
nice
we have
Paris?
Great people you know, giving stuff for our gift bags. Animal Wellness Magazine has been wonderful to us. And
nice.
Janet's Honest Kitchen, one of your sponsors, Honest Kitchen.
Yes,
you,
we
right?
love Lucy. That's nice. She's smart to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great way for the guests to be introduced to products, too.
Yeah.
It's great for the companies because they're going to be reaching just the exact kind of person that they want to reach. Well, we are jealous. We know you girls have to go pack up your cars and pack up your dog suitcases and pack up your suitcases. And, Laura, you probably have to take, I don't know, your chiropractic stuff or your cold laser. Or
taking,
I don't know. You probably...
taking my gear, taking my dogs, everything.
That's
How
so
fun.
Great. Well, we Sounds wish fun. You all a great time. We're going to be a little jealous, but we would really love you to call us when you recover, like a week from Wednesday. Call us and drop me a line first so we remember to save time for you. We want to hear what happened. We want to hear all the good, all the bad, because
right.
even the bad is fun. I mean, how bad can it be?
Well,
some person fell in the pool, right?
There's no bad at camp. But, you know, my photo class is going to be posting pictures on the camp Facebook page.
Ooh.
Which is Canine Camp Getaway on Facebook.
All right, so because I'm an idiot about social media and Paris is a genius, if you can figure out how to let us know when you do that, we'll let other people
absolutely.
Know.
Absolutely.
That
right?
would be
absolutely.
Fun to share,
so people
I
can
think.
See what goes on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, thank
be
you so
to.
Much. We're really glad you could have been here. Really fun to visit with you. We really are jealous. And the more pictures and the more tales, the better, because it'll inspire everybody else in September. You'll have to be bursting at the seams. Thank you, gals, so much. Have a wonderful time.
Have fun.
Thank you.
We will be right back after this break. Support for this show comes from VaxiCheck. Are you worried about the harmful side effects of over-vaccinating your dog? But is your vet worried whether your dog still has protection from previous vaccinations? VaxiCheck is a new blood titer test done right in your vet's office that shows whether your dog has immunity to the deadly core diseases and needs revaccination or not. VaxiCheck should be used on puppies to confirm whether their puppy shots really worked. Shelters should use VaxiCheck on new arrivals to separate healthy dogs from unprotected ones. VaxiCheck, for your dog's safety and your peace of mind. And VaxiCheck for cats is coming soon. This show is brought to you by Halo Holistic Natural Dog and Cat Foods, which are made from real ingredients you can recognize. Read the ingredients on the label of your own dry dog food. Can you identify what's in there? Halo uses real meat in their kibble, no rendered byproducts, chicken meal, or chemicals. The company emphasizes giving back by making donations to shelters through freekibble.com because Halo believes less fortunate felines and canines deserve great nutrition, too. Halo is a private company, partly owned by Ellen DeGeneres, where they are genuinely dedicated to keeping your pet happy and healthy, inside and out. Precious Cat Litter is privately owned by Dr. Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian whose litters are designed to appeal to kitties and protect their health. His renowned Catatrack litter has a blend of herbs which entice cats into the litter box. Respiratory Relief Litter is low dust for pussycats with asthma, which makes it healthy for people and other pets in the family, too. And there are special litters for long-haired and senior cats as well. Precious Cat donates litter to shelters and rescues across the country. Hey there, Paris. Well, there's so many other really cool camps out there, but this one sounds like it's really got it wired. What do you think?
Fun.
How much would you pack if you were going for 4 days to a camp? What would you pack?
You know,
I mean,
not
for you because you probably don't. We don't care about us. It's like, what would you really need for the dog? I mean, one of those fancy absorbent towels, I guess, right?
I love those absorbent towels because you can really have a much smaller towel for packing. But, you know, I think whether it's our dog's packing or our packing, the main key is not to overpack because we all overpack when we travel,
yes.
you know.
Yes.
And I think the most important things for your dog, of course, are his food and medication if he's on any medication. You know, that's number one. If you're not sure you can keep the same diet where you're going, you know, and have access to it to purchase it, then, you know, take it with you. Take that and any medication.
What about a dog bed?
You know, I think that kind of just depends on where your dog sleeps at home.
If where your do dog your guys sleep?
Our sleep with us. Even though they're 70 pounds, they sleep with us. So I don't worry about taking a separate dog bed when we travel because I know they're going to sleep with us. But what I do carry is a sheet, an old sheet, so I can put it on top of the comforter on the hotel bed.
That's nice of you.
And then, you know, they can sleep on that.
So what if you, but I mean, at home, do you have a king size bed?
Yes, we have a king size bed.
So what do you do in a hotel if it's only a queen size bed?
Well, you know, they just kind of squeeze in there. And usually
that's so darling.
It's so funny because, you know, sometimes what'll happen if we're at a hotel, Irie will always sleep with us. Tinky will usually sleep with us the first night at a hotel, and then the second night she might move down to the floor as she feels more confident in that location, you know, so she'll move on down there. So, you know, we can put some old, you know, we always have blankets in the cars for the dogs, so we can move those in the house into the hotel room and use those, you know, as a little temporary bed, but we don't pack a separate bed, you know, for the dogs for trips. But, you know, I think, like I said, it depends a lot on what your dog's sleeping arrangements are at home. And if your dog, you know, sleeps in a crate, then you certainly want to carry a crate and the bedding for the crate.
I guess that's true. It would depress me, though, if somebody had a dog that they were so involved with and had such a great life with, and then it slept in a crate. I'm sorry, but crates really, on the show tomorrow night, which is your dog's best friend, Sarah Hodgson, the dog trainer, and I both agree. I mean, one doesn't always have to agree about everything, right? But we certainly both agree that a crate is for training a dog, whether it's younger or older, if it's not housebroken. But, you know, I don't know. Some people view the crate, it's fine if you bring a crate and leave the door open in the old, oh, it's a den, they'll be happy in there. But, you know,
exactly.
If the door is shut, to me, it's puppy jail.
You know, and I'm not into crates because I did not crate train our dogs. We tried, and one of them totally freaked out when the crate door was shut. She'd been, you know, in a shelter for many months before we got her, and she freaked out. But, of course, if you are at a hotel that does allow you to leave your dog in the room, almost always there is a requirement that you crate your dog in that room. So
that's a good point. You know, if you did take a crate, or let's say a camp like this where you wanted, let's say Irie really needed time to herself, and the easiest way to do it was to have her contained, not try and keep others away. Mm-hmm. There are those fabulous soft-sided crates that you probably know the name of, but they flatten out to nothing like a little, like an expando pup tent almost, and they have a zippered door. You know what I mean?
Yes, I have one. I have one, a pop-up. And they fold totally flat. They'll go in the, you know, the backs of your car. You know, if you've got a fold-down back seat, you can have it underneath there, you know. They're very small. And so we have one of those. It did not work out for our dogs, but I think they're a good solution for travelers. Some of them, they can be twisted and made even smaller. So they're not the size of that door opening. You can flatten them and then twist them to make them even smaller if you're flying with your dog. So
if it's a little dog.
A little dog. That's right. They're good options, you know. And I think it just depends a lot on your dog and how you've trained your dog.
Yeah. And I guess if you're going to go off to a camp, a little more dog training wouldn't be the worst thing in the world.
That's right. You know,
I mean, it's probably a good chance to kind of smarten up your obedience. So you're not going, sit, you know, like really frantic and frustrated and crabby in front of other people. I mean, right? I mean, because that's when you sort of hope that your obedience will help you out of a jam or help the dog out of a jam.
That's right. And, you know, I think that's a perfect opportunity at a camp to brush up on some of those skills. You know,
I would do every expert
under the sun. I was looking at their staff. You know, they've got so many expert people there. I think it sounds very exciting because a lot of times your dog knows those skills, but they get out with all those distractions and it's so exciting in a new place. And it's like, oh, well, maybe special rules will apply. Just like a kid on vacation, you know,
that's
maybe
right.
I want to really follow the rules because I'm on vacation. But, you know, that's the time to really reinforce those rules. And you've got professionals there to help you in a positive way reinforce those rules, you know, and still have fun at the same time.
Well, you know, when Karen said that she didn't have that greater recall, you know, the truth is most of us don't. I mean, you're someone who uses leash at all times with your dog when you travel and when you walk in state parks and stuff. I mean, that's simply your safety rule based on your knowledge of the dangers that are out there, whether it's a snake or whether it's other people hiking who you don't want your dogs to alarm and that kind of thing.
That's right.
So if you were in a situation where you thought, you know what, I could at least let one of these dogs off the leash, your recall is probably not great because the dog, you've never really needed that kind of a recall, like a loose out in the open.
That's
so
right.
So it gives you a chance to take the obedience class and, you know, brush up yourself. It's not like we all sort of like, you know, exercise class. I mean, you can even do sit-ups, but you don't necessarily do them right. And you go to the exercise class, and they show you a better way to do a sit-up. And I think it's the same thing with you know, walking on a leash or a recall or a stay or a down. If you have a chance to practice, even with dogs that you've had a long time, you probably it does increase that human-animal bond because you suddenly have
does.
A better communication.
It does, because you want to be, you know, you want to be learning throughout your dog's entire lifetime.
Exactly.
Throughout your whole lifetime, you want to be learning, you know. And
that's
part
right.
of the fun of it, I think, you know. You want to learn new skills with your dog and that, you know, in a fun environment. So I think it'd be a lot of fun.
And I think that it also, you know, I just think we all get a little bit laissez-faire and a little bit lazy. And there's so many things that you can learn. I mean, maybe you try agility for the first time. But I just think obedience is one of those things that's like math homework. You don't really want to do it. But if you're out in a camp and it's fun and everyone else is doing it, it kind of gives a little bit of a joy to it, you know?
That's right.
So I think we have one break left. We seem to be a little confused tonight, but that's okay. We're going to try one more break before we wrap up this idea of going to, well, I guess it's really too late for you to go to this camp because it's only in 2 days. But you could certainly go in September, and we're gonna round up some ideas of some more camps of slightly different areas in case somebody – there's the Camp Unleashed in something, Asheville or something, North Carolina. So there are some other areas, but this one sounds particularly delightful. We'll be right back in just a minute. This show is brought to you by Vectra 3D for Dogs, a safe and effective topical anti-tick and flea treatment that you put on your dog's skin once a month to repel parasites with the newest technology. Vectra 3D creates a shield on your dog's skin that repels ticks and kills them fast and reliably for the entire month, while being safe for the people in your family. Older products do not last the full 30 days and only kill ticks that bite your dog, which can actually transmit the many tick-borne diseases. Vectra for cats and dogs who live where there are no ticks is the anti-flea topical treatment that kills all three life cycles of the flea. Vectra is only available from practicing veterinarians. To learn more and find out how your own vet can get the Vectra products, go to RadioPetLady.com. Support for this show comes from The Honest Kitchen, a family-owned company that makes dehydrated pet foods from 100% human-grade ingredients. Lucy at The Honest Kitchen knows that the least processed foods are the most nutritious and developed her unique foods based on this principle. The Honest Kitchen's all-natural, clean, safe products can assist dogs and cats with chronic health issues like itchy skin, ear infections, and digestive problems, which are often linked to a diet of poor quality or highly processed ingredients. Just add water to the dry mix to create a fresh, warm, healthy meal for your cat or dog. Go to RadioPetLady.com to call The Honest Kitchen for a free consultation about which recipe is right for your pet and to get free samples. And you get $5 off a first-time order if you go to TheHonestKitchen.com, put DogTalk5 for $5 in the code box at checkout. And nice to know that The Honest Kitchen will be represented at the camp because Lori is a holistic vet, and of course it's a very holistic food. So it's just nice to know that there's that kind of unity of spirit kind of thing, you know. What about a therapy dog? Have you, I guess you're like me, you probably just don't have time to then go out and be that wonderful person who goes around to places with your wonderful dog. But has it ever crossed your mind?
You know, it has for the skills that they would learn. I think those would be
yes.
such valuable skills, even if you're not out practicing and going, you know, to hospitals or schools with a therapy dog. You know, like you, you know, I'm chained to the computer so much of the time.
Yep.
But I think those would be such useful skills, and it would be so fun to learn them in an environment like a camp, you know, where you're really just having a good time and learning
right.
things at the same time.
It's not like homework. I guess there's that AKC, what is it?
The good citizen.
Yeah, that the canine good citizen, which is very similar, right? It's the same things that anyone could come over and touch you, and you know you don't flinch. And I think someone has to be able to brush you or take your leash and lead
right,
you away.
Right, reactivity to other dogs.
Yes.
Now, then with therapy dogs, I know you want to go a step further. They need to not be reactive to people in wheelchairs,
right.
People with medical equipment, you know, types of things like that. You know, depending on the situation, they might be a therapy dog at, you know, a nursing home, a hospital.
Right.
So they need to learn those extra skills.
Right.
Yeah.
Things that clatter and make noise and look strange, yes. Or maybe even smell funny.
That's
yeah,
right.
You definitely need that much more, it's all okay with me, don't worry about me kind of dog, as opposed to Weimaraners who would be reacting to nearly everything entirely. Well, you know, I think it's I can certainly relate to someone like Karen and that the nervousness of thinking, well, what'll happen? There's two things that cross my mind that I did think to ask, but I don't want to push one of our sponsors, but on the other hand, I really do think it would be a travesty for anyone to not have a topical anti-parasiticide on their pet going into the woods.
Yes.
You know, I mean, the parasites are horrific. They just released some results from the National Blankety Blank that tick-borne diseases have now gone all the way into California where they never were before. And, you know, the threat of these tick-borne diseases is so enormous, as well as the fleas. And it just,
yes.
And they're there. They're out in nature. You know, that's just
they
where they
are.
They
in the woods. I mean,
so
it's,
I would definitely say to anybody that they not only would need to put on a topical, put it on 2 days ahead of time so that it's, you know, 100% spread. Although Vectra says that in 2 hours it's dry and in, I think, 3 hours it's completely covered the whole skin. But I think it's worth the investment to find some place that has it. Now, if your own vet doesn't have it, I was just asking Dr. Elizabeth about this. You know, how do you tell people to ask their vet to get Vectra? In fact, you can go to any Banfield clinic, which are inside of PetSmarts. Or is it Petco? No, I think it's PetSmart. And they have the product. They call it First Shield. So there's a PetSmart all over the place. So I just really do recommend to people that they use the newest technology and have it on before they leave, and the dog can swim with it on and it still stays on. It is waterproof. I mean, if you scrub them with a whole lot of shampoo and rinse forever, you'll wash it off. But just swimming, it still remains effective. So that's really good. And then the other thing I think, Paris and Dr. and on your dog's best friend, Sarah Hodgson, her website's called When Dogs Talk. She sells what she designed, a really great long line. And that's a fantastic thing to put on a dog that you don't have a really reliable recall on. It's a very, very long, very thin nylon. It's not a leash. You don't hold it, but the dog drags it behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't catch on anything. And it allows you to step on it if the dog is just, you know, running loose and nutty. And it feels there's a drag on it. So it's aware of, in a sense, that it's still connected. So a long line like that's really useful for a young dog or one that's just not used to the freedom. It gives everyone that little sense that all they have to do is step on it and they will have control of the dog
right.
again.
Right. That is
so
very nice.
Those are two handy things. Yeah, When Dogs Talk, she has some really just a very few products that she's developed herself. And that long line, I know I've got one. It's probably dusty by now from when I first got the young Wimes, but it was great. It allowed me to go on the beach and in the woods, and I didn't – you can't depend on a recall when the wind, you know, when the waves are crashing and there's deer in the woods, but one good step of the foot and you have control of them.
That's
again.
That's good. Because you never know when a squirrel's going to run across the trail.
Well, you can pretty much rely on the fact that a squirrel will cross their
yes.
path. So it's very fun to imagine going off and having the delightful privilege of spending time at the camp with your dog. We hope that everyone got a little inspiration and maybe got over any trepidation they might have had. And we'll certainly, if not considering Canine Camp Getaway in September, there are some other really nice camps around. Even there's some in California, I think Northern California, Camp Winnebaron. I don't know. I see the ads for them all over the place. So think about it. It seems like it'd be great fun. Paris, you have a great night. Stay cool for sure.
Thank you. You too.
Take care, everybody. Kiss your kitties and hug your pooches. Talk to you next week. Bye for now.